Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. And in this daily editorial, I am introducing a new company to the show. This company is still private. However, they are going through the listing process and should be listed relatively soon. The company is Lithium Bank. I am chatting with the chairman and CEO, Rob Suchuk. Now, Lithium Bank is focused in Western Canada, developing direct brine battery grade lithium resources. Company has multiple projects in Alberta, flagship being the Sturgeon Lake project. Now, Rob, before we get into the assets, the portfolio of projects that the company has, let's start from the very beginning and the idea behind Lithium Bank. How did this company and concept come together, please?
Yeah, thanks, Corey, for having me. Lithium Bank was something that we put together in 2019, my partners and I, with a strategy to target and acquire what we felt were the highest quality prospective lithium assets in Western Canada. As you might recall, back in that time period, 2015 through 2019, there was an extraordinary false start. We like to say electric vehicle sort of 1.0 boom and bust. And by the 2019 period, you know, the commodity prices really struggled and fallen, substantially. And our view was that there would be an electric vehicle to call it 2.0 boom. And we thought that that would be, you know, of epic proportion and it would be enduring for decades to come. So we spent the window of sort of 2019 through 2021 acquiring what we believe were the best assets in Western Canada. And we did that via staking claims as they came back, as companies couldn't afford to hold them, especially in that pricing environment, as well as government auctions that we participated in the province of Saskatchewan.
Now, when it comes to Lithium Bank's mission and plans to advance these assets, I do want to make sure everyone understands that you're not simply here to acquire assets and sit on them. You are going to be doing work here. So give us a general understanding of the mission and strategy moving forward.
Yeah, our mission is to develop, you know, as you had suggested, this is not a mission to just hold property. It's to develop a strategic lithium resource and step higher than that, a strategic lithium resource of scale. And we think, you know, that will attract the battery and EV supply chain and accelerate a path towards North American supply chain independence and a clean energy future. And so we're really mission driven, you know, around being able to be a big part of that.
All right, let's get into some of the assets then. I will post a link below this interview to the company's presentation. And early on in that presentation, you can get a good understanding of just how much land the company holds and how many projects they hold in Alberta. Take us through this project portfolio as it stands today, please.
Sure. Lithium Bank holds over 3.2 million acres of lithium claims in Alberta and Saskatchewan. Of that, our flagship asset, Sturgeon Lake, is over 750,000 contiguous acres. For a sense of scale, our Sturgeon Lake project alone is more than half the size of the province of Prince Edward Island.
Let's talk a little bit more about Sturgeon Lake then in terms of the status of the project, because there is already a resource on there, a resource that came out just last year. Take us through the asset in the ground then, please.
Yeah, Sturgeon Lake currently infers 5.97 million ton LCE resource, so just shy of 6 million tons. And we believe that that has significant growth potential and exceptional flow rates. It's a giant aquifer. It's a fully contained aquifer, and it's in a fantastic location, 270 kilometers west of Edmonton, Alberta. And importantly, it's in Alberta, which is a province that understands and has been supporting and investing in resource extraction and processing industry, such as the oil and gas industry in particular, for generations. And, we believe that a successful PEA at Sturgeon Lake will show, an extraordinary opportunity exists for the development of a large-scale lithium production, that can supply the North America markets for decades, based out of Alberta.
So for this current resource of just short of 6 million tons LCE, how does that relate to other projects in Canada, in North America?
Yeah, that's a substantial project. If you were to look at some comparables. E3 Metals has 2.2 million tons under PEA. That was, we think a very strong PEA, an exciting PEA. If you want to look at other folks down in the U.S., let's say Standard Lithium, they have around, I believe, 3.3 million tons under PEA. And, Lake Resources, 4.4 million tons under PEA. And those are companies that are worth well over $1 billion. But of course, they're at the preliminary feasibility study stage. So they've done some de-risking. And so they enjoy the benefits evaluation of that.
So for Sturgeon Lake, before we move on from here, in terms of 2022 work plans this year, what are the work plans? How are you going to advance this asset?
The current focus, I would say, is with respect to Sturgeon Lake, is really around our preliminary economic assessment. So that's sort of like the big next step. After you get a resource, you want to get a solid PEA and prove that there is a viable, economically viable asset in the ground. So we hired Hatch. Hatch is a world-renowned engineering firm. And they're handling our PEA for us, using a number of technology providers. And we expect that to be completed around mid-year this year, so a few months from now. We believe that, we have the near-term potential to demonstrate that in that PA that Sturgeon Lake represents one of the most attractive, importantly contiguous, right, and potentially carbon neutral direct brine lithium resources in North America. Assuming we have positive results from our PEA, we'll move forward with the pilot plant work and field work to upgrade inferred resources to measured and indicated. And then we'll commence a pre-feasibility study for targeted release in the back half of 2023. And we think that a solid PFS is going to attract a major partner for the project, a buyer or a banker, to finance this through to production in as early as 2025. So I think that's one of the things that's most special about lithium brines in general, and what the work that's being done in Alberta, by E3 Metals, by us as well, is that there's this opportunity for a mining project, if you will, quote unquote mining project, to have this kind of small footprint, be carbon neutral and produce lithium at scale for the kind of invested capital that we've had to put in to date, which is very minimal when you compare that to, say, copper or gold projects and the timelines associated with being able to move from a resource, inferred resource, through a PEA, through PFS, is just, it's unheard of in these types of industries.
Yeah, very interesting. Advancing this asset that is already a large asset. Now, you mentioned Alberta, and how Alberta relates to the future of EVs is quite interesting, because most people think of Alberta as simply an oil producer, but now with a couple projects in Alberta, the province seems to be making a bit of a shift or opening up a bit more to some of these other avenues. Take us through how you see Alberta playing a role in the future of EVs.
Yeah, it's a great question. I mean, first and foremost, the way we think about the history of Alberta since it was formed in around early 1900s, 1905-ish, it's been a resource extraction economy from day one. And it's just the resource of interest, or the payable resource, was oil and gas, right? Well, producing lithium is no different, right? Using most of the same processes, you're able to leverage all of the work that's been previously done in terms of access, infrastructure, power, all of those types of things that have been deployed for decades, in the area. And I think there's three big reasons beyond the fact that the province is resource extraction focused from its inception. And one of the big reasons is that it's our view that Alberta is quickly becoming a major lithium resource area by virtue of our technical report, E3's technical report, and others. And there are a number of Alberta-based companies making great strides, towards developing direct lithium extraction technology using ion exchange to enable, low-cost lithium hydroxide production, we believe. And we believe these are licensable technologies, and that they can empower a growing lithium industry in Alberta. And of course, we further believe that our flagship project, Sturgeon Lake, has the potential to be the jewel in the crown of those Alberta lithium production assets for generations to come. And then secondly, I would say, you know, Lithium Inc. is certainly going to benefit from the Alberta government's recent passing of Bill 82. And that will provide for accelerated lithium production permitting from what used to be years to months and potentially weeks. So those are pretty great timelines to work within. And then three, I would say Alberta, you know, just provides a strong social license for resource extraction, as we talked about. And of course, experienced and talented workforce, you know, in a great location, you know, with massively leverageable infrastructure.
All right. Let's talk about the team. It's your first time on the show here, Rob. Give us a little background on yourself. And in all fairness, you have members on your team that are quite well known. So feel free to highlight one or two others, please.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, we've assembled a great team led by myself. I was in the capital markets business for over 25 years. I started on the stock exchange floor in Alberta back when they used to have those. And I was a broker, and I spent a lot of time in the brokerage landscape. I was the chairman of Standard Securities. I was a managing director of Wolverton Securities until we sold that to PI Financial in 2016. And that's when I started to really focus around this lithium opportunity in Alberta, doing some work on the E3 metal side. My partner, Paul Matysik, Paul and I sort of lead things over at Lithium Bank. Paul stewarded the sale of Lithium X as executive chairman, as well as Lithium One as the CEO. And then both lithium companies that were sold to major lithium producers and generated massive gains for shareholders.
Now, let's talk about the listing plans, because as I mentioned, the company is private. Any idea, any clarity on when this will be publicly traded?
You know, we're really excited to be listed on the TSX Venture, what we believe will be this month. We haven't received a listing date, so I can't speak to the exact date at this point, but I can speak to the symbol, which is LBNK. We're excited for the opportunity to have every investor, you know, have the opportunity to own a share of Lithium Bank after we get up and trading.
So to wrap it up here, what do you want investors or those that are looking at this company when it comes public to understand? Any key questions that you've been getting, or really just summarizing the key points that investors should be focused on for Lithium Bank?
As a shareholder or prospective shareholder, whether you're buying shares or selling them, what I would say is please pay close attention to our DLE Brian publicly listed comparables. You know, do your research. And I think what you'll find is you'll get a sense for appropriate pricing relative to, you know, our comps, E3 Metals, Falcon Energy, Standard Lithium, Lake Resources. You know, those four companies, direct compares, direct brine DLE projects. 2 years ago on March 20th, 2020, what you'll find is all four of those companies were penny stocks trading at Canadian 50 cents a share or less, you know, with market caps of 50 million or less, which is interestingly about the valuation of our $1.50 round that we did for Lithium Bank and closed last summer. Since then, you'll note a few things, one of which is that all of those companies traded at least 20 times higher since then, and half of those are trading more than 50 times higher as we speak today, as of today's close. Number two is that three out of four of those companies are trading over $1.2 billion in valuation today, and the fourth one is due to put out a PFS in 2023, you know, as we intend to do, assuming that we have a successful PEA. And third is that three out of four of those companies based a PEA on between 2 and 5 million tons LCE. And of note, our technical report on Sturgeon Lake infers 5.97 million tons, just shy of 6 million tons LCE, which is, you know, fantastic relative number. We don't see this as magic. You know, we see a recipe here, and the recipe is simple to us. It's, you know, locate, acquire, and, you know, qualify an attractive inferred resource of scale, successfully guide it through to a compelling PEA outcome, which we're working on right now, upgrade inferred resources to measured and indicated with some work in the field and potentially a couple drill wells to drill, and then use that to generate an attractive PFS outcome, a preliminary, you know, feasibility study, and importantly, one that can show a path to potential production by 2025. Because that's where the supply-demand imbalance, that's where it's making people nervous. That's why you see the price of lithium hydroxide skyrocketing. And Lithium Bank is fully committed to do exactly that. We expect to produce a PEA on our flagship Sturgeon Lake asset in a few months from now. And if successful, you know, that's going to take us one step closer to validating our potential to become one of the most valuable, you know, publicly traded near-term lithium hydroxide producers.
All right, Rob, I appreciate this introduction, and I will be having you back on the show as the company gets listed and to answer any questions that come in, as well as talk a little bit further about some of the strategies around Sturgeon Lake and some of the other projects in the company's portfolio. Everybody listening, feel free to email me with your questions. My email address is fleck@kereport.com. I will get Rob to address those questions. And as I mentioned, I'll be having him back on the show as the listing happens. Rob, thank you for your time today. And please keep us up to date on when that listing comes through.
That's great, Corey. Thanks for having me.